This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to talk to you today about the Cobalt Systems timer. This is a timer that you would use, you'd plug an appliance into like a lamp or even a pool filter. I use this particular timer to run my pool filter. Basically what you have is a box about 6 inches by 4 inches by 2 inches. And on the top of the device, you have 3 rows of buttons. The timer will turn itself on at a specified time and turn itself off at a specified time. This particular timer that I have has 2 settings. You can set 2 independent timers. I understand they have another timer where you can set 7 individual timers. On the back of the timer, you have a little plastic post that sticks out. That is the thermostat. You can actually have the timer go on and off depending on the room temperature. There are two other wires, and the first wire is your power supply that you plug into your outlet, and the next wire is where you would plug your appliance into the timer. Here's what happens when you plug in the timer for the first time.
5:31 p.m. Buttons on the top row select functions. Buttons on the center row give time, timer, and temperature, and select set modes. Buttons on the bottom row give day, adjust volume, and adjust settings. Generally press buttons once for current settings. Press again within 2 seconds to alter.
So on the top row, you have 2 buttons. The first button is the
manual.
The selection button. It'll select if the timer's manual and use running the timer or if it's run by the thermostat. So if you press
manual,
you press it again quickly,
timer,
you can change the setting.
Thermostat.
Press it again, it's on thermostat.
Timer and thermostat.
Now it's on timer and thermostat.
Timer, thermostat, and frostat. Manual.
Okay. The second button on the top row, because there's only 2 buttons, is
off,
on, and on.
Off.
So if you press it,
off,
it'll tell you the status of the timer, whether the timer's on or off. Not the timer, but the actual device. If you press it quickly,
on,
it'll turn whatever's connected to the device on or off.
On, off.
The second row you have
5:33 p.m.
the time, and if you press that quickly twice, you can set the time.
Time at 1, on time, 8 p.m., duration, 6 hours. Time at 2, on time, 1:01 p.m., duration, 1 hour, 30 minutes.
The second button is obviously the gives you the status of the timer, and it will allow you to change the timer. The third button on the second row,
the temperature is 82 degrees Fahrenheit.
Is the temperature, and if you press that,
the temperature is set thermostat 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
So this will allow you to set the temperature that you want your actual timer to go on if you're using it in that mode.
The temperature is 82 degrees Fahrenheit.
The third row is
Sunday.
That gives you the day of the week.
Volume 8.
The second button gives you, turns your volume up.
Volume 7.
And the third button in the last row turns your volume down. So let's set the timer or change the timer. So what we'll do is on the second row in the middle, we'll press the timer button twice quickly.
Timer set, timer 1 on time.
Set timer 1 on time. So what you do is you use the 2 volume buttons.
8 p.m. 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11 p.m., 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
Until you get to the desired hour that you want.
0 minutes.
And then you press the last button on the bottom row, which is the volume down button.
0 minutes.
To change the minutes.
1 minute. 2 minutes. 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
When you're happy with that, you go back to the timer button, which is the middle button in the second row.
Set duration.
Set the duration. How long do you want the timer to be on for? So now again, you go back to the volume buttons.
6 hours.
6 hours.
7 hours.
7 hours.
8 hours. 9 hours. 10 hours. 11 hours. 12 hours. 13 hours. 14 hours. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 21 hour.
So you can actually have it go for 24 hours before it shuts itself
1 hour.
Off.
2 hours.
And you use the other volume button, and you will change the minute.
0 minutes. 1 minute. 2 minutes. 3 minutes.
So what you can also do, too, is you can press the week, the day of the week button, which is the lower left button, in the first button in the third row.
Sunday on.
So you can actually...
Monday on. Tuesday on. Wednesday on. Thursday on. Friday on. Saturday on. Sunday on.
So you can actually change...
On. Off. Monday on. Off. Tuesday on. Off. Wednesday on. Thursday on. Friday on. Saturday on. Sunday off. Monday off. Tuesday off. Wednesday on.
So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the timer will not be activated, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the timer will be activated. So if we're happy with these settings, we press the timer button, which is the middle button in the second row.
Set timer 2 on time.
This will prompt us to set timer 2, which we're happy with timer 2 settings, so we'll press the timer button again.
Timer 1 on time, 6.05 a.m. Duration, 3 hours, 3 minutes. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Timer 2 on time, 1.01 p.m. Duration, 1 hour, 30 minutes.
I hope you have enjoyed this tour demonstration of the timer from Cobalt Systems. If you'd like more information about the Cobalt timer or any of the other products that Cobalt sells, go to www.cobalt.co.uk. If you'd like to email me and have any questions about the timer that I have, you can contact me at chrisg@buffalo.edu.